Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And also, you can check out my blog, which is right there at the homepage. Or you can go to jimsblog.biz. Either one of those will get you lined up for... To get you ready for the week ahead or the day ahead, either one of those. Also, you got thousands, count them thousands, of archives and thousands of articles. Lots of things that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Trip Friedler is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Trip is the author of Free Gulliver. That's what he says. He says that's what he does for a living. He frees Gullivers. And I like this thing that he said, folks. He says, legacy should be lived, not left. And he's the author of Free Gulliver, Six Swift Lessons in Life Planning. Trip, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. I like what you have to say, Trip. To the best of my ability, I've tried to make sure that my life didn't get in the way of spending time with the people that I love, especially my kids. But it's not easy to do, is it?
No, it's really not easy to do. It's much easier to say than it is to do, but most of the things in life that are worth doing are easier said than done.
Well, if it was easy, monkeys would be doing it, right?
That's true.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about, now you're you've had a varied career. You've been an attorney. You've been in the music business. You're also in the insurance business, right?
Yeah, been in the restaurant business. We were Food and Wine's top 10 chef of the year.
You were in the restaurant business, so I got to ask you. I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It was all about relationships. Each one of those things. My best friend and best man at my wedding was an amazing, amazing chef, and so we opened a restaurant. And then what happened was I found out he was a great chef, but he wasn't such a great businessman. So I sort of got sucked in the back door on that one.
Okay, what made you think? Obviously, you felt that there was a serious amount of or a serious lack of people living their legacy instead of too many people who were leaving legacies instead of living their legacy for you to write this book. What made you feel like you needed to talk to people about this?
Well, you know, first of all, it's like most people listening are familiar with Gulliver's Travels, and Gulliver was the big guy who got tied down.
Right, by Jonathan Swift.
And couldn't get untied from those little people, the Lilliputians.
Lilliputians, yeah.
Well, this book is all about how to get untied, how to just cut those little ropes. And one of the ropes that I felt was tying my clients down, having been in the estate planning business and the financial planning business, everyone was so worried about, you know, how to leave the most wealth for their children. I just felt that we were missing one of the key ingredients, which was, you know, how to be with them when we're alive, as opposed to worrying about what we're going to leave them while we die. And it just sort of hit me, you know, right now there's this big push to do what's called ethical wills,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, writing down on a non-binding sort of way those things that you feel are important to you and then leaving them in your will. And I think that's a great thing, don't get me wrong, but it sort of is ironic in the way I view it, is that if you spent a good enough time with your family and with your children and with those important to you every day telling them what's important, you know, you wouldn't really need that document.
Yeah.
So I just set about trying to write down some things that I felt were important in the world of planning, in this sense, in the estate planning world. And it came out that, you know, really number one is giving your family a sense of who you are and what you stand for and doing it while you're alive.
You know, about, a long time ago, when my daughter, who has my two grandsons, she was tiny. She was like a year and a half old.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked all the time. When I wasn't working, I played golf. When I wasn't playing golf, I was hunting in those days. And she has, you know, she was pretty new in my life, and I didn't quite know what to do with all that. And so one day I was home, and I was walking around. It was in the summertime, hot summertime, and I had been walking around with just some blue jean shorts on, mm-hmm. and no shirt. Mm-hmm. And so I decided I'd go put a shirt on. And so I went into the bedroom to throw a t-shirt on. We were just lounging around for the day. And my little 18-month-old daughter comes toddling in behind me. As I'm putting on my shirt, she said, "Bye, Daddy."
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'll tell you, if she had stuck a knife in me, it wouldn't have had more of an impact on me.
Right.
At that moment, I realized that when she saw me, she was more likely to see me leaving.
Right.
And at least that was she didn't say hi, Daddy, much. She said bye, Daddy.
Right.
And I'll tell you, that day, I went from being a golfaholic to quitting cold turkey.
Right.
And I never hunted seriously again after that. And I said, you know what? If I'm going to have these kids, I'm going to raise them. It took her to say that to me to get my attention.
Well, and you know, obviously you had an ear for it because, others wouldn't have caught that, quite honestly. But it's there must have been a little piece in you that were worried about it to begin with. But it is.
Well, she was so darn cute. That would be one reason.
I've had two little girls that grow up to be bigger girls. And,
yeah, they do, don't they?
They do. But yeah, you know, and it's not really, quite honestly, we end up not giving up anything. We end up getting so much more than we gave up.
That's exactly right. Well, you know. The other thing that I think about, my dad, I lost my dad about a year and a half ago. Mm. And, you know, he didn't leave me a lot in terms mm-hmm. of worldly things. Mm-hmm. He had some estate, but not a lot, me and my siblings and my mother. But now I'm living on his memories. I think about him every day after a year and a half. And I think about those things that we used to do together.
Right. And that's
the legacy to me.
Right.
That he left me, not the stuff.
And I don't think we spend enough time, quite honestly. For me, it was my grandfather who would really give me a sense of family history, who would explain where everyone came from and mm-hmm. all the stories and all the behind-the-scenes issues with different family members. And you know,
that's one of the things, Tripp, that's one of the things you talk about in your book. When we come back, I want you to dwell on that, little folks. Some of the things that Tripp talks about in his book, Free Gulliver, is, as we said, live your legacy, don't just leave it. He says that history matters. Talk to your kids about where they came from and start some traditions and do it now. 20 after, we'll be right back with Tripp Friedler. He's the author of Free Gulliver, 6 Swift Lessons in Life Planning. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, Tripp Friedler, F-R-E-I-D-E-D-L-E-R. If you're Googling him or looking for him on any of the online bookstores, or if you're asking your local bookstore, where is his book? Free Gulliver. That's how you spell his last name. I before E. And it's T-R-I-P-P is the first name. Tripp, let's talk about this thing that you say, history matters. What should we do about that?
Well, I think, as I said before the break, I think we don't spend enough time. Let's put it this way. I was blessed to have someone spend the time with me to really give me a sense of where my family came from, what my family stood for, right down to some of the characters in my family. And I truly view that as a blessing. It made me closer with my grandfather, and it gave me a sense of there were people who strived before me who worked hard to give me the advantages I have today.
You know, I heard Maya Angelou speak almost a year ago, and it was very powerful. She's a very powerful speaker.
Oh, yeah.
She has a great message. And the poet laureate, Maya Angelou, and she said, when she spoke that day, she said, remember the people who paid for you.
Right.
She said, "There are people who lived before you, your forebears, your father and mother, your grandparents, great grandparents, etc." She said, "Think about the lives that they lived. Think about how their lives must have been a generation or 10 generations ago." She said, "Those people paid for you to be right here." And she said, "She said we should honor them and think about them." That was very powerful.
Right, and I think it's beneficial in so many ways. I mean, it's beneficial on so many ways to have a sense of where you came from. I think it's really important, and I spend a lot of time. My family's originally from Natchez, Mississippi, and we were up on a tennis trip with my son. I was taking him to play tennis in upstate Louisiana, and we stopped in Natchez, Mississippi to see where his great-great-grandfather was buried, who he was named after.
Right.
And we got there, and we found the tomb and the names there, and he's looking, and I'm explaining all the stories. And I said, "Look, let me take a picture of you next to the gravesite." But I didn't have a camera, so I pulled out my trusty cell phone that all these days now have cameras.
Have cameras.
And I took a picture, and my son looked at me, and he goes, "Dad," he goes, "what do you think he would think if we knew we were taking a picture with a cell phone?" And that just touched me, really.
Yeah.
You know, to have that sense of how far we've come.
So you've done a lot of family planning, financial planning with your clients over the years, being in the insurance business. How should we balance the family planning and the financial planning?
Well, I mean, obviously, no one wants to pay more taxes than they have to. Everyone wants to make their children better off than they were. And I think that, you know, that's really, really important. And I think it should be done. My only point in the book, and I talk about that should be done in the book, my only point in the book is that we forget the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's focusing on that. All you got to do is watch TV or read the papers or pick up a magazine. You're going to see an ad, you know, for somebody worrying about financial and estate planning. But you don't see many ads for people trying to tell you to spend more time with your children or, you know, to get a sense of family history. And so in the book, which really is a book on planning, really, it's really a book on life. I thought that was important to talk about, especially from the perspective of someone who's done a lot of financial and estate planning.
Where is the book available, Tripp?
Pretty much anywhere, but definitely online. You know, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Borders.com. You know, if your local bookstore doesn't have it, it can certainly be there within 24 hours. So,
what about a website? Have you got your own website?
Yeah, I've got a website. It's www.freegulliver, G-U-L-L-I-V-E-R, all one word, .com.
Can we read a little bit about the book there at the website?
Oh, yeah. You can actually download a chapter. You can read a few pages.
Wouldn't this be this would be a great book to me for a new parent.
Especially
a new dad. I guess I'm thinking that way because I am a dad, and not that mothers love their kids more than their dads do, but sometimes just the way the things work, dads get pulled away more.
Oh yeah, well, but it also, you know, there's six lessons. Legacy is one of them. But I, you know, one of my other lessons is I don't think you ever retire from a life you love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all too often people want to come in and see, how can I retire? And in the book we talk about, why don't you quit worrying about retiring and start worrying about living that life now?
Doing what you love.
Oh, yeah, it's sort of all tied together. But it's a short little book. It's only 120 pages, and as my kids like to say, all big print. So it's not more than an hour, hour and a half read. And you know,
well, that's
not
good for us old guys, Tripp.
Not War and Peace.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's got some good little life lessons in there.
There's some things in here about giving your kids, how you can give your kids too much money, and how you can teach them how to manage money. It's a good book, folks. Free Gulliver by Tripp Friedler. Tripp, thank you for being here. Also, you live in New Orleans.
Yes,
I'm going to get
I
you back on again in a very short time. I want you to tell us how things are going down there. Will you do that real soon?
Absolutely.
Tripp Friedler, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Tripp. We'll see you next time.
Thank you very much.
The book is called Free Gulliver, wherever books are sold, and I recommend it. Right back with our good buddy Ken Grombach. We're going to talk about generational marketing. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.